Today's daf is Sukkah daf Mem, and we are 11 lines from the top of daf Mem Amid Aleph, Taimo de Lulav Bar Shishas. Today's daf is being learned as a Schutz Refuah Shalema. Vishlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, and Baruch Bendit ben Devorah Hinda. Today's daf is also being learned Le'iloi Nishmas, Reb Chaim Elazar Shalom ben Reb Tuvia Gedalia, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Maras Chava Fega, bas Yibodah L'chaim Toivim, Reb Shmaya. So we're in the middle of discussing the halacha of an esrig and a lulav shel shviya. So just to chazer the basic introduction that we need for today's daf, and that is every seventh year in Eretz Yisrael, the land was obligated to rest, which means you're not allowed to work the field. You can't be Zereya, you can't be Choyresh, you can't be Koitzer, etc., etc. Additionally, there were many halachos that were nogeya, any fruit or any tefua that grew during the Shemitah year. High level, peiros shvius has kedusha, so that you're allowed to eat it, you're allowed to use it for what people usually use peiros for, but you can't treat it as a davar chayil. So for example, you can't do business with it. Chazal said, la'achla v'loy l'schayra. Additionally, the halacha is that a person on Shemitah is not allowed to hoard Peiros Shviyas. So if you want to take Peiros Shviyas and bring it inside your house, that's okay. However, there are limitations. So for example, let's say you grow corn in your field. As long as this corn in the field that's available for your animals, for example, the halacha is you'd be allowed to keep corn stacked in your refrigerator, in your pantry. It's something that you'd be allowed to have in your house. Once you no longer have this tfu available in the field, the halach is you have to dispose, you have to get rid of any of that min that you have inside your house. Another halacha that we all know as it relates to shvius is that the field was hafker, which meant that you were obligated to take down any security system that you may have had, any fences, any guards, and you have to allow anyone that wants to come in, kol dichvin yesev yechol, kol ditzrich yesev yifsach, that's the halacha of shvius, because it's hefker. As a result, you have to let anybody in. Another halacha that we saw, which is going to be very much nogeya today's daf, is that the kedusha that peiros shvius have is transferable. And the truth is, that's not such a chiddush, because hektish, which is the aviyah voice of all kedusha, is transferable. If you have an item that's hektish, it's possible to take the kedusha from that item and transfer it onto something else to where that other item will now be hektish, whereas the original item that was hektish will now be chulin. The same is true for Maisa Sheni. It's a pasuk in the Torah. The Torah says that if you have Maisa Sheni, and the halach of Maisa Sheni is you have to bring it to Yerushalayim, but kiyirchak mimcha derech, it's difficult. It's not so easy for you to take all this fruit and bring it with you to Yerushalayim. There's an option, which is you can transfer the kedusha from the Maisa Sheni onto money. It has to be kesef tzuri. There's a whole shulchan aruch of how it works. But the point is, there's a concept of transferring the kedusha from the peiros, which have Kedushas Maisa Sheni, onto the Davar Chol. So Shvius is the same way. A person has the ability to take Peiros that have Kedushas Shvius and transfer it. How exactly does the transfer happen? So that's going to be very much the topic of the second part of today's daf. But from a super high level, today's daf, Sukkah Daf Mem, discusses the halachos of Dalit Minim as they intersect with the laws of Shvius. Now the Mishnah said on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, Haloi Keach Lulav Mechaveiro B'Shvius. If somebody buys a lulav, Rashi says, not really Chaveiro, but for Anam Oretz on Shemitah. So the halach is, that's fine. However, Noisin Loi Esrik B'Matana. He has to make sure that the money that he gives Anam Oretz goes to purchase the lulav and the hadas and the rava. However, not for the Esrik. And the reason is, Lefisha Ein Rashoi Loi Chay B'Shvius. Because he now let a buy an Esrik from an Anam Oretz on Shvius. And what emerged from the Gemara is that really, you are allowed to buy an esrig on Shvius. It shouldn't be a problem. And even though we said, la'achla v'loy l'schayra, selling an esrig, buying an esrig, that's not called schayra. When we say schayra, we mean some commercial enterprise. But to simply buy an esrig, that would, by definition, not really be an esrig. The reason, however, Chazal said, you can't buy an esrig from an Am Ha'aretz, is because being that the esrig on Shvius has Kedusha Shvius, when you're going to buy the esrig from the Am Ha'aretz, the Kedusha of the esrig is going to transfer onto the money. Which means, you're now going to to have an estrig that's not going to be bound by the laws of Shvius. That Ma'aretz is going to have a few shekels that are going to be bound by the laws of Shvius. That Ma'aretz was choshen on Shvius. Just like throughout Shas, that Ma'aretz was choshen on Trumas and on Maestris, that Ma'aretz was also choshen on Shvius. So we're concerned that the money that you gave him is ultimately not going to be treated with the sanctity that it deserves to be treated with. And as a result, you're causing him now to do something he's not allowed to do. That's not something you're allowed to do. So Chazal said, you can't just buy an esrog from an Am Haaretz, because even though it's not la'achla v'loy l'schayra, we have an option for that. But the problem is, the money is now going to have kedusha shvius, and he's going to treat it like a davar chayil. That's a problem. So what should you do? So says the Mishnah, option A is try to get the Am Haaretz to give it to you as a gift. If that doesn't work, presumably it won't, then at the very least, you should come up with a whole chop. What you should do is hire a few attorneys, and they're going to tell you what to do. Pay more for the lulav, let him be mavliya, the demei esrig, it works. And the bottom line is, like this, you will have technically not bought the esrig, so all the money that you gave him is going to muras, the lulav, and the hadas, and the rava. He just gifted you, wink, wink, the esrig. If you could do it in that way, it's going to work. But the Gemara asked the obvious question. The Gemara says, I don't understand. If you're not allowed to buy an esrig from an Am Haaretz on Shvius, why? Because you're going to give him the money, the money's going to have Kedusha Shvius, and he's not going to treat it with Kedusha Shvius. Then why are you allowed to buy the lulav? Why are you allowed to buy the hadas? Why are you allowed to buy the rava? What's the difference? The lulav, the hadas, and the rava are bound by the laws of Shvius, just like the esrig is bound by the laws of Shvius. So the Gemara said, on daf lametes on the base, this was the latter part of yesterday's daf, that being that this Mishnah is taking place during the Shemitah year, only the esrig has kedusha Shvius, whereas the lulav, the hadas, and the rava actually do not have kedusha Shvius. The reason is because if this story is taking place in the seventh year of Sukkot, by definition, that means the lulav, the hadas, and the rava grew, or at least the beginning of its growth began in the previous year. If it began in the previous year, they grew in the sixth year. So the way you look at the lulav and the hadas and the rava is not as a lulav, hadas, and a rava of the seventh year, but rather you look at it as the lulav, the hadas, and the rava of the sixth year. If it's from the sixth year, it has no kedusha shvius. If that's the case, the money won't have kedusha shvius. There's no lifnei iver lo yisita michshol. There's no reason for us to have this conversation. Aye, why is the esrig different? Because the Tana of our Mishnah holds like one obscure Tana that was mentioned somewhere in a brayso. He's a dasi yachid. Most Tanaim, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, kedusha nafes, held not that way. And that is that an esrig is shoveli yerek when it comes to shvius. An esrig is unique in that even though it's a fruit, but it's treated like a vegetable when it comes to shvius. What does that even mean for us amateurs when it comes to the laws of Shvius? An Yerek, year of Shvius, is defined and determined not based on the year that it grew, but based on the year of the Lakita, the year that it was gathered from the field. And being that it's this esrig was taken during the seventh year, so the esrig is going to be considered an esrig shel shvius. It's okta gemara. You want to know why the Mishnah is worried about the esrig, and the Mishnah is worried, not worried about the lulav, the hadas, and the arava. It's not because the Ma'aretz is going to see the money that he got for the lulav, hadas, and the arava any differently than he will the esrig. Really, the fundamentals of the sugya would apply to the lulav, the hadas, and the arava equally as they do to the esrig. It's simply because the Shemitah year, as it relates to the esrig, is different than the Shemitah year as it relates to the lulav, the hadas, and the arava. They don't have the same Shemitah year. It's because the lulav, the hadas, and the arava remain. They get their Shemitah year based on the year that they grew, based on the quote-unquote chanata, that's the right word, as opposed to the esrog, it gets its kedusha shvius based on the year of the lakita, based on the year that it was gathered. The peiros were gathered in the seventh year, they began to grow in the sixth year, thus the esrog that goes past the lakita is an esrog shel shvius, as opposed to the lulav, the hadas, and the rava that go based on chanata, is not a lulav, the hadas, and rava of shvius, but rather it's a lulav and a hadas and a rava of shusha. So with that introduction, with that recap, really, and chazar of yesterday's daf, zok the gemara. Time of the lulav arshnishes anichnas l'shvius. So the gemara was bothered with, why is the Mishnah only concerned with the esrig? Why is it not concerned with the lulav and the hadas and the arava? And the gemara answered, like we just explained, it's because the lulav, the hadas, and the arava, if this is taking place in the seventh year, by definition grew in the sixth year. If they grew in the sixth year, so it's not a lulav and a hadas and arava of shmita, but rather it's a barshishes. It belongs to the sixth year. It seems, however, that if you would have a lulav hadas and arava that grew in the seventh year, meaning, let's say this Mishnah was taking place in the eighth year, the first year of the following Shemitah, then you would have a problem with the Lulas and the Hadas and the Arava as well. Meaning, the only reason there's no issue with the Lulas, Hadas, and the Arava is because it took place in the seventh year, which means it's not Shemitah. It doesn't have Kedusha Shvius. But if it would be the following year, where it did have Kedusha Shvius, you'd have the same exact Mishnah regarding Lulas, Hadas, and the Arava. Fake the Gemara, my, why is that true? Eitzim Ha'almahu. A Lulav, a Hadas, and Arava, all it is Eitzim. It's not food. It's Eitzim Alma, it's wood. And Eitzim doesn't have Kedusha Shvius. How do we know that? The Tanya. So it's not the Tanan, this is not a Mishnah, but rather it's a Braisa. Ale Konim, Ale Gefanim, the leaves of reeds and the leaves of a vineyard, Givavon, that were gathered, L'chayva, to be stored away, Al Pnei HaSada. So a person has Ale Kanim and Ale Gefanim, he gathered them together, and the reason he gathered them, they're still in the field, they're Al Pnei HaSada, is because he wants to store them away, says the Braisa. Lokton Lachiva, if the reason he's storing them is because he's going to want to eat them, now he's not going to eat them, but his animals will eat them, Yesh Behem Mishum Kedusha Shvius, then they're going to have Kedusha Shvius. Lokton Le'etzim, if however the reason he gathered them was because he wants to use them as Eitzim, Ein Behem Mishum Kedusha Shvius, then it's not going to have Kedusha Shvius. So what do you see from here? That Eitzim doesn't have Kedusha Shvius. A lulav hadas and arava, nobody's eating. So if no one's eating it, Lachura, it's Lokton Le'etzim, it shouldn't have any Kedusha Shvius. So Freit the Gemara, why did the sugya even entertain there being an issue of Kedusha Shvius with the Lulas and the Hadas and the Arava? L'chura, it's meant to be used as Eitzim Ba'alma, and Eitzim Ba'alma, we have a Braisa that seems to say, is not bound by the laws of Shvius. So the Gemara says, Shani Hasam, no, really, Eitzim does have the laws of Kedusha Shvius. So if you have Eitzim that grows during the Shemitah year, the halach is, it has Kedusha Shvius. Food does and Eitzim does. Aye, what's pshat in this price? Now there it's different. The Amar Krah, because there is a limitation in Shvius. The Pasuk says, V'hoysa Shabbos ha'aretz lochem la'achla. And we learn from here, lochem dumya de la'achla. Very important halacha. That the only time there's an iser, or better, the only time this Kedusha Shvius is if this thing that grew, its primary usage is similar to food. What do you do with food? You eat it. So anything that grows, whose primary hana is similar to hana sachila, so over there, it's subject to the laws of Shvius. So what's unique about hana sachila? Mishne hana osay ubiyuroi shava. When you eat, you benefit from the food as you're chewing it, as you're devouring it, as you're consuming it. At the same time, simultaneous to you destroying, quote-unquote, the food, is when you're having hana. The only time anything that grows is subject to the laws of Shvius is if this thing's primary function is something where the benefit that you're going to have will coincide, will happen simultaneous to you consuming it. Yatsu Eitzim, as opposed to wood. Shehana Osam Acha Biyuram. The hana that you have from wood comes after the wood's already consumed. As we're going to see in a minute, the primary usage of wood was to cook and to bake, to create a fire, which ultimately you would use to heat up an oven, a kira, a taner, and like this, you'd be able to cook and bake in it. The cooking and the baking usually took place after the wood was already consumed. You would heat up the oven, the wood would be gone at that point, but there'd be this tremendous heat, and that's the way you cook. So the hana came after biurim. And being that the hana came after biurim, so it's not subject to the laws of Shvius. So how does that answer the question? Meaning, we assume that when the Braisa was saying that there's no Kedusha Shvius when it comes to Ali Kanim and Ali Gefanim, it's because wood, not food, is not subject to the laws of Shvius. The Gemara is saying that's not true. That's a misnomer, that's incorrect. It would seem to be the simple reading of the Braisa, of Bedos Zatois. What the Braisa is saying is something else. That wood that's used, the Hasaka, woods that's used to create fire to ultimately cook on top of, being that the Hana that you got comes Acha Biyurim, it's not similar to Lochem La'achla, since for that reason, it's not subject to the laws of Kedusha Shvius. However, if you would have wood, here's the punchline, where the Hana and the beer come simultaneously, then Enochinami, it would be subject to the Kedusha Shvius. So says Rashi, speaks out what the Gemara doesn't speak out. As it relates to the lulav, as it relates to the dalaminim, what would they be used for? If somebody was going to use a lulav, what would he use it for? So we've seen this already. They used to use lulavim as brooms. That's what they used to use it for. Now, if you use a lulav as a broom, the hanah you're going to get is as you're sweeping, it's depreciating. It's starting to go bad a little bit. So the hanah and the beer are boin ka'achas. I mean that they're boin ka'achas, so the lulav is actually similar to food. It's not similar to eitzim. So Enochinami, eitzim, that is hanah samacha biyuron over the itaka don't have kedusha shvius. Over the lulav does have kedusha shvius. And that's why the Gemara was bothered. Why are we only talking about the Esrig? What about the Lulav? And the Gemara had to give it Teretz because the Lulav was groomed the sixth year. Being that it groomed the sixth year, it's not subject to the laws of Shvi'is. But the Gemara asks a kashya, is that true? All wood is used in a way where the Hana is going to come after the beer, but Ika Eitzim, the Mishchan, Dana Asanu, Beyurun Shabbos. This was a certain type of wood that people used to use for light, for electricity. So before there was electricity, people used to have to create fire, and they would create fire by taking certain wood, not all wood, and there was certain wood that was used very often for quote-unquote electricity. Now, over there, the Hana and the beer come at the same time. It's as the wood is burning that you're benefiting from it. So why are you assuming, the Bryson seems to say, Ali Kanim, Ali Gefanim, Shegivivam L'chayva, Alpnei Asad, L'okdan, L'eitzim, Eim Ba'am, Mishim, Mekdush, Shvi'is. One second, you have to ask this person a few more questions. Let's find out. Tell me, why are you using the wood? You're going to use it to cook, and a chinami. But if you're going to use it to light up your house, then maybe you will need it. The Gemara says, Amar Rava. Rava said, Stam Eitzim La'asokein Oindim. The reason the Bryce doesn't mention that is because that's not usually what wood was used for. And Rashi adds that being that Stam Eitzim is La'asokein Oindim, being that people usually use wood to heat up an oven, for example. So even if you punked are using the wood, not for that. You're using this specific type of wood that people used to use for electricity. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, that's not what people usually use wood for. And as a result, the halacha is going to be that it's not going to be subject to the laws of Shvi'is. Says the Gemara. This whole shtickle Torah that we just said, that wood that's used for fuel is not subject to Hilchis Kedusha Shvi'is, because it says in the Torah, Lachem La'achlo, and only something that's dumya de la'achlo, which is mi shana asai ubiyuray shava, as opposed to eitzim shana asa macha biyurim. So this chiddush is really a machlokes tanoim. The eitzim la'asokat tanoim. Tanya we learned in the Braisa. What's this machlokes tanoim? Says the Gemara. Ein moisrim peiru shvias. A person's not allowed to use peiru shvias. Loila mishra. He's not allowed to use it to soak flax. For loila kfusa. You're not allowed to use peiru shvias to wash your clothing. So it seems like we're talking about wine. Wine was used to soak flax. Wine was used as a detergent, and the halach is, if you have wine of Shvi'is, you're not allowed to use it for those things. Rabbi Yossi says, you're allowed to. What's the Tanakama that holds you're not allowed to use Peir Shvi'is for these things? Because the Pasuk says, la'achla. It says, what do you do with Peir Shvi'is? And just like Chazal said, la'achla, v'loyla schayra, so too the Tanakama holds la'achla v'loyla mishra v'loyla kfusa. You're not allowed to use it for these things either. My time with Rabbi Yossi, why does Rabbi Yossi disagree? Amakra, because Rabbi Yossi said, the pasuk says, lochem v'hoysa Shabbos ha'aretz lochem la'achla, lochem l'chol tzarchechem v'afilu l'mishra l'kfusa. The word lochem is marba. So the Tanakama says, la'achla v'loyla mishra v'loyla kfusa. Rabbi Yossi says, lochem, just the opposite, l'chol tzarchechem v'afilu l'mishra v'afilu l'kfusa. So the Tanakama darshins la'achla, Rabbi Yossi darshins lochem. So the Gemara is now going to ask, what does the Tanakama do with lochem? What does Rabbi Yossi do with la'achla? Zok demar v'tanakama k'siv lochem. Doesn't it say lochem? So the Gemara says, you know what lochem teaches me? Ahu, lochem dumi de la'achla. Teaches me the drasha that we just said. You know why the Torah said lochem? Mishan asu b'yurei shava. The only time you have peiros that are subject to kedusha shvi'is is if the hana that you usually have from these peiros is similar to hana asachila. What's unique about hana asachila? Hana asai u'b'yurei shava. At the time that you have hana from it, at that very same time, you devour it. Yatsu mishra v'kfusa, as opposed to mishra v'kfusa. Where the hana that you get is achar biyurim. If someone's going to use the peiros shvi'is from mishra kfusa, what's the hana? The hana is going to be when he cleans his flax. His hana is going to be when he cleans his clothing. That's going to be after you already consumed it. So the hana is achar biyurim. That's why it's excluded. Rabbi Yossi, haksiv la'achla. What is Rabbi Yossi? Who darshan lochem l'rabbis l'mishra kfusa? What does he do with the word la'achla? That's coming to teach me something else, that you're not allowed to use peiros shvi'is. This is interesting for a refua. So if somebody wants to use peiros shvi'is for inyani refua, you're not allowed to use it. So the Gemara, the Tanya, it's a brisa. La'achla v'loy l'malugma. You're not allowed to use peiros shvi'is l'malugma. You can use it la'achla to eat, but if you want to use it for refua, na atoim la'achla v'loy l'malugma, o yeina yala v'loy l'kfusa, mei chateisi. Maybe when it says la'achla, it's not memayit using it for refua. Maybe it's memayit using it as a detergent. K'shoyim lochem, when it says lochem arei l'kfusa amr, the word lochem is mar b'kfusa. Hamani mekayim la'achla. So what then do I do with la'achla? To teach me v'loy l'malugma. This brisa is literally Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi uses the word lochem to teach me that you're allowed to use peiros shvi'is not only for achilo, even l'kfus, you can use it as a detergent. Rabbi Yossi also uses the word la'achla to be memait v'loy l'malugma, that if you want to use it for refuah, that's going to be okay. So lochem is marba using it as a detergent. La'achla is memait using it as a refuah. So the Gemara asks the obvious question. How do you know to be marba kfusa and be malugma efshafaker? Maybe say la'ochla is marba malugma, and maybe say that la'ochla is b'may kfusa. So the Gemara says, marba niyasa kfusa. It makes sense to be marba kfusa, shne shava b'chal adam, because kfusa is shava b'chal adam. Everybody needs to wash their clothing. Moitzi niyasa malugma, as opposed to dvarim shal refuah, she'ena shava b'chal adam. Someone that needs the refuah uses it, but someone that doesn't need the refuah doesn't use it. As a result, it's a little counterintuitive, but Dvarim shel refuah, which usually we're much more makel on, but over here we're machmer, being that it's not shavu l'chol adam, since for that reason we're not going to use it. So where do you see from here that there's a machloikis tanaim in the first part of the daf, this whole shaila of whether, when it comes to things that grow on shvias, the only time this kedusha shvias is if it's something that's hanasan ubiyuran shava. It's because the Gemara, when it went back and forth and discussed what the Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi respectively are going to do with the words lochem and la'achla, so the Gemara said that the Chachamim darshan lochem la'achma to teach me this halacha of hana asan and biurin shava. As opposed to Rabbi Yossi, he doesn't darshan the halacha of hana asan ubiurin shava. In fact, that's why the Chachamim hold a meisrim perishvias lemishra v'lekvusa. Why not? Because it's not hana asan ubiurin shava. Whereas Rabbi Yossi holds meisrim, because Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold of hana asan ubiurin shava. So we see there's a machlokes tanam whether you can be meisrim perishvias whether there's this idea, this drush of lochem la'achla, of somehow the only time you're allowed to have anah is if you have something that's hanasu biyurei shava. So we see there's a machloikis whether we darshan this drasha. So just like there was a machloikis as it relates to using perish shvius le mishra v'lekfusa, says the Gemara, it's going to be the same exact machloikis as it relates to Eitzim lehasaka, whether it's going to be subject to Kedusha Shvias or not. One postscript to this Gemara, man tana l'hoda tana rabban. Who's the tana of the following brisa? It said, la'achla v'loy l'malugma, says the brisa, you can use perish shvias to eat, but you can't use l'malugma. La'achla v'loy l'zilof, you can use the perish shvias l'zilof. So again, we're talking about wine of shvias, and there was a minhag that people used to pour wine around the house to make the house smell good. You can't do that with perish shvias. La'achla v'loy lasis m'mena apiktoy. You're not allowed to use perish shvias to cause a person to throw up food that he ate. Come on, who's the Tana? It's Rabbi Yossi. This is obviously Rabbi Yossi. How do you know that? You're Rabbanan, because if it's the Rabbanan, you could have added two things to the list. Ikanami Mishra Kfusa. We could have added Mishra and Kfusa. And the truth is, Pshat and the Brice is that the three things that the Brice mentioned, Melugma, Ziluf, and Apiktoizim, these are all things that are not Shavu L'chol Nefesh. These are things that are not Shavu B'chol Adam. So those types of things, even Rabbi Yossi's Moida, are outside of the halachas of Shvias. These are things you're not allowed to do on Shvias. As opposed to Mishra and Kfusa, being that Rabbi Yossi doesn't darshan this halacha of Misha Hana'asa Yubayurai Shava, that is something you'd be able to do. Bottom line is, this Braisa must be going according to Rabbi Yossi. So this concludes the first part of the daf. Second part of the daf is going to be Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'isa Inyan. We're going to continue to discuss the halachas of Peirois Shvias, Kedusha Shvias. Specifically, we're going to get into the idea that Kedusha Shvias can be transferred from the Peirois that grew onto something else. So we mentioned that really all Dvarim Shel Hekdesh have on some level an ability to be transferred. Hekdesh you can transfer, Maisa Sheini, the Torah talks about how you can transfer, and Peirois Shvias are the same way. We're about to see there was a major machloikis on Meiran, Rabbi Yochanan and his Talmud Rabbi Lazar, how exactly Kedusha Shvias is transferable. So, the only way to transfer something from Peirois Shvias is by selling it. So if you have Peirois that grew during the Shemitah year, so I would ask Kedusha Shvias. The only way to take the Kedusha from the Shvias and transfer it onto something else is if you sell it. So I sell it to you, you give me a dollar, the dollar now has the Kedusha. That's the only way to do it. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, it's not true. Bein derech mekach, bein derech hillel. You can do it derech mekach, of course, Rabbi Lazar, but you could do it derech hillel as well. You don't have to sell it. What you could do is you could take Peirois Shvias, you could take your dollar, and you could say, I want this to be Tamuras dad, Harezu Chalufasi. And if you do that, that's going to work. That's another way to do it. Now, by the way, that's the way you always transfer Hekdesh. How do you transfer Hekdesh usually? You don't have to sell it. I mean, you could, but that's not the classic conventional way of doing it. If you were going to transfer the Kedusha from your Maisa Sheni, you would take money, you would take Maisa Sheni, and you would just transfer the Kedusha. So Rabbi Yochanan says, if this is the way it always works, I don't see why it should work here as well. So the truth is that really Rabbi Lazar is the one that needs some explaining. Rabbi Elazar, usually, whenever you transfer something with Kedusha, you could transfer Derech Chilul. Why here would there be a Gzeres HaKosnev? Why would there be a Halacha that it has to be Derech Mecha? So the Gemara says, my time with Rabbi Elazar. So he said, it's based on the Pasuk, which says, B'shnas HaYoyvel HaZois Tashuvu Ishalachu Zosei. So we know where the Parsha of Shemitah is in the Torah. It's in the Parshas Bahar, the very, very beginning. And then the last Pasuk before Sheni, B'shnas HaYoyvel HaZois Tashuvu Ishal Achuzasai. And then the next pasuk says, "V'chisim kuru mimkar la misecho, economy adam misecho." I'll tell you, wish as achim. If you're going to buy something, you're going to sell something to your friend, make sure you're erlich. Make sure you're honest. You have the laws of oynah, and you have a whole bunch of different halachas as it relates to selling something. So Rabbi Elazar said, why did the Torah jump from Shemitah to laws of selling things? What's the smichos? What's the juxtaposition between these two seemingly unrelated parashiyas in the Torah? So said Rabbi Elazar, you know why? Torah's come to teach me halach, derech mekach v'loy derech hilul. Torah is teaching me asif katan and hilchah shvias, that the only way you can transfer kedusha shvias is v'chisip guru memkel amisacha, by selling it. So if you have something that has kedusha shvias and you want to transfer the kedusha, sell it. If you don't sell it, you can't do it any other way. Rabbi Yechonah, what's pshan Rabbi Yechonah? My time in the chesif, the pasuk says, ki yoyvel he kodesh. And we learn from here that yoyvel, also known as shvias, is like hekdesh. Ma kodesh, just like hekdesh, bein derech mechach, bein derech hil. You can be transferred derech mechach, derech hil. Have shvias, bein derech mechach, bein derech hil. Shvias is the same way. You can transfer derech mechach, you can transfer derech hil. Zok tomorrow, Rabbi Yochanan, hai kisimkeru memkel ma'yavali. What does Rabbi Yochanan do with kisimkeru memkel ha'misecha? What about the smichos? So the Gemara says, b'boi, let Rabbi Yitzhak, Rabbi Chanina. He used it for a dvar agado. The Tanya we learned to the Brayis, I'm Rabbi Yitzhak, Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Yitzhak, Rabbi Chanina said, boy, you're right, kamakosha, avak, shavis. Come and take a look at how chomor ribis is, even avak ribis, even something that's a little bit of ribis. Adam noisiv and noisiv and perish shvias. A person gets involved in perish shvias. The soif moicheres metaltav eskeil. He's going to end up having to sell all his possessions. Shenema, the pasuk says, v'shnas ha'yevel azoyz tashuvu ishal achuzasoy v'somuchle. And the next pasuk says, v'chisim kuru memker la misach ha'vegoymer. So Rabbi Yochanan used this pasuk to give a drasha. He used it to teach a mussar that the reason the Torah put these two parashiyas together, not to teach me a halacha, but this is more in the realm of agadata. It's to teach me a dvar agadah, big musar shmuz, that a person should know that if he violates the laws of shvias, it can affect him in such a terrible way that l'soif he's going to have to sell metaltov, l'soif he's going to have to sell his kelev. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar, hay kod Rabbi Yochanan mayavadei. Rabbi Yochanan had a makar, ki yoyvel li kodesh, ma kodesh bein derech mekach, bein derech hilul. Av shvias is the same way. So what does Rabbi Elazar do with Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk? Similar says pasuk, mi boy levi ketatanya. He needs it to teach me the basic halacha that you can transfer the kedusha. Meaning ki yoyvel he kodesh, ma kodesh toifes as damav. Just like hekdesh, you could transfer the kedusha. Av shvias toifes as damav. So too, as it comes to shvias, it's toifes as damav. You have the same halacha as well. The point is that we have a machloikis between Rabbi Elazar and between Rabbi Yochanan. How exactly one can transfer peiros that have kedusha shvias. According to Rabbi Elazar, you could only do it derech mekach. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you could do it derech mekach, or you could do it the old-fashioned way. You could do it derech hilul as well. Has Rabbi Yochanan know that you can do it derech mekach or derech hilul? He says the Torah referred to yovel as hektish. Yovel li kodesh. Hektish, you could do derech mekach, derech hilul. So why should Shemitah be any differently? What does Rabbi Elazar say? I agree. Yovel li kodesh teaches me that there's a concept of transferring the kedusha from shvias. But there's another drasha, because right after the parasha shvias, it says v'chisim keru mimker la misecha oikono miyada misecha al toinu vishas achim. What's the smichos between these two parashas to teach me that the only time or the only way you can transfer peiros with kedusha shvias is v'chisim keru mimker la misecha? What's Rabbi Yochanan do with that? A musa shmuz. Either way, zok the Gemara. We have a machloikis, Amiram, Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Yochanan, and the Gemara says what it sometimes says. Tanya kavasi the Rabbi Elazar, v'tanya kavasi the Rabbi Yochanan. There was a braisa that was floating amongst Amiraim that seemed to support Rabbi Elazar, and there was also a braisa that seemed to support Rabbi Yochanan. Zok the Gemara. Tanya kavasi Rabbi Elazar. First Rabbi Elazar. So the braisa says shvias teifes es damel shvias. Is toifes es estamet, meaning if someone has perish shvias, he could transfer the kedusha onto money. Shenema, as the pasuk says, ki yoyvel hi kodesh tia lochem. Ma kodesh toifes es dama v'asur. Av shvias toifes es estamet v'asur. Shvias is toifes es estamet. Says the brayse, ma kodesh toifes dama v'yoytze l'chulin. Av shvias toifes es estamet v'yoytze l'chulin. You would think that if someone has something that's hektish, and then he is toifes es estamet, he transfers it onto money. So what happens? The money becomes kodesh, and now the hektish is chulin. So you would think Shvias should be the same way. Tamaloy matia. It says the word tiyeh, and we learn from the word tiyeh b'aviyoso tehe, that even after you transfer it, it's still going to retain some kedusha. Ki yovel hi kodesh tiyeh lochem. This is the pasuk that teaches me you can transfer the kedusha, and the Torah uses the word tiyeh. And here's the punchline. Okay, it's okay. So what does zol mean? L'maisa, this is all the brayso talking. Lokach b'peiros shvius basar. If somebody had peiros shvius and he used the peiros shvius to buy flesh. So this is in a barter system. I give you fruit, you give me meat, and we're both happy. Elu ve'elu misparim b'shvius. Halach is both the meat and the fruit are subject to the laws of shvius. Lokach b'basar dogim. If someone then took the basar and he bought fish, yatsa basar v'nichnasu dogim. So now the fish and the meat both have kedusha. Lokach b'dogim yayin. If you took the fish now and you bought wine, yatsa dogim v'nichnas yayin. Lokach b'yayin shemen. If you now took the wine and you bought shemen, yatsa yayin v'nichnas shemen. Haketzad, what's the halacha? Achren nichnas b'shvius. The last thing has the ikur kedusha shvius. But the original pre is always going to remain asa. Okay, so what do you see from this braisa? The point of the braisa was that you could transfer the kedusha from peiros shvius. A secondary point of the braisa was that even after you transfer the kedusha, the original thing maintains its kedusha. But the braisa was very explanatory. It really worked through the case. The whole chagadya here, you switch this, and then you took that, and then you took that, and you took this. But every single step of the transaction was lokach. You're constantly buying. Says the Gemara, Mediktoni lokach, lokach. From the fact that the Bryson said lokach, lokach, alma derech mekach in derech hilul. You see, that's the only way to do it. It has to be derech mekach. You can't do it derech hilul. This is Shitas Rabbi Lazar. Hence, Tanya kavase de Rabbi Lazar. Zok the Gemara, Tanya kavase de Rabbi Yechana. We also have a Bryson that supports Rabbi Yechana. The Bryson says, Echot shvius, ve'echon maise sheni. Both shvius and maise sheni, mischalalin al behema chayev oif. Can be mischalal on a behema chayavoyf. So if you have shvius or you have maisa sheni, so the halach is you want to be mechalal, you can be mechalal on a behema, on a chay, on a noif, being chay, being shchut, doesn't matter if the animal's alive, doesn't matter if it's dead. Divir amev. They said, no, shchut and mischal. You can transfer the kedusha onto a live animal, on a dead animal, al chayin and mischal. But if it's alive, you're not allowed to. And the reason is, gzeira, it's a gzeira shem yegadol mehen adar. We're worried that if you're going to transfer the kedusha onto a live animal, so what's going to happen is this animal's going to be alive. It's going to have kedusha, and if it's going to have kedusha, this animal may now procreate. It's going to have more animals, and before you know it, you're going to have a whole flock of animals that are all hektish. Right? If a female animal that's hektish gives birth to a baby, the baby's also hektish. So we're worried that we don't want to have all these hektish animals all over the place. It's just dangerous. It's making the person that owns these animals vulnerable. So it's for that reason. And they say you want to be mechalal, that's okay. But dafka on shchutin, but on chayina. On my Rava said as a postscript, and that is machlokes bischan. The whole machlokes was a male animal. If this was a female animal, meaning even Rabbi Meir would agree that if this animal was not a lie, was a female animal, he would not want you to do this. The only reason Rabbi Meir is mekel is because we were talking about a zohar that is hektish, that fathers an animal. That animal won't be hektish. It's only if the mother is hektish that the child will be hektish, but the father not. So therefore, a mayor says, when it's a zacher, what do you worry about? Shem yigadol mem adarim adarim. It's nothing's ever going to come from this animal. The animal's a zacher anyways. And it came out. So what did the chachamim hold? Rashi says, gzeira zacher atinakeva. It's a very reasonable gzeira, but it's based on gzeira zacher atinakeva. But if we're not for that gzeira, they would not have a problem, and we are going to stop. It's a little left to the sugya, but we have a long raid bite. So as it relates to the raid, exhale, going back to yesterday's daf, which is really a shtickle 2 days that goes daf, the Gemara on daf lamed ches amed beis, which mentioned a halacha revacha b'Yisrael. This is something that Jews rely on all the time. It's a very, very well-known halacha. The Makar is Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis. This is really the time to shtelzach and to talk about it. But as we're going to see, the Lundis is both interesting and a little bit complex. And that is the halacha of Shemeya Ka'ina. The Gemara said, Bo minei merabchi barabba. They asked Rabchi barabba, what's the halacha? Shoma v'loy onamau. If Reuven is reciting Hal, that was the specific case that was being discussed. Shimon hears Reuven say Hal. He has a mind to be yoitza, his obligation to say Hal with what Reuven is saying. Reuven has a mind to be moitzi Shimon with the Hal that he's saying. However, Shimon never said one word. He just sat quietly, patiently, and he listened to every single word that came out of Reuven's mouth. He didn't repeat after him. He didn't whisper it under his breath. He didn't even say amen. He didn't say hallelujah. He said nothing. Shama says the Gemara v'loy onamau. What's the halacha? So amaluhu. So Rabbi Chiya bar Abba told the Talmidim that asked this question, Chakimaya, the wise people, the Safraya, and all the Soifrim, the Reishayama, and the Shaini Eden, the Darshaya, and all the big pulpit rabbis, all the Bali Darshanim, Amr, they all said the same halacha. Shama v'loy ona yotza. That if somebody would hear someone else say halo, even if he didn't say one word, he just sat there quietly, the halacha is he would be yotza. Itmar Nami, the Gemara said, Amr Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Amr Rav Yishuv ben Levi, Mishum bar kapar, Minay l'shem ha'ka'ino, how do you know that the halacha is shoymeya ka'ina, that if you hear someone saying something, if you listen to him, it's as if you yourself said it. The chsev, it's based on a pasuk. The Torah tells the story. Before Yoshio became king, there was a tremendous amount of avodah zarah, and then Yoshio was about tshuva, and they went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and they found the Sefer Torah and opened up to the Teichacha, and Shofan read the Teichacha to Yoshio. He got very scared. So he sends a message to Chulda, Hanavia, and says, what does this all mean? And she says, it means that unfortunately, because of all that virus and all the sins and Avodah Zarah that the Jews are doing, eventually the Beis HaMikdash is going to be Charev. But at the same time, because you're taking it seriously, it won't happen during your lifetime, and it happened several years later. But the point is that when Chulda sent back to Yoshio this message, she said, quote, that you're going to see Koyamar Hashem. Hinani mevi ra el hamokim hazeh ve'el yoishvav is kol divrei ha-sefer asher kara melech Yehuda. Everything that you read is going to happen. And the Gemara says, we have a problem with this because Yeshua never read anything. Yeshua heard Shafan reading to him. He never said a word. Says the Gemara, this is the Makar. Melachim beis, perichav beis, pasuk tezayin, talk about tucked away. This is the source to this halacha. Mikan, you see from here that Shemeya is koina. Now this sugya, Mesach the sugya daflam el chesam beis, was discussing the mitzvah of halal. But the truth is, Shemeya koina is not exclusive to halal. On Purim, you have an obligation to read the Megillah. Not everybody reads the Megillah. You have a Balkaira. He reads the Mitzvah. Some people, they read themselves, but you don't have to. And if you don't have a Megillah, if you read by yourself, it's not even going to help because you're reading from a Chumash. You have to read from a Megillah. The Torah says you hear the Balkaira reading, and by listening to him read, you're Yaitza, which is Meir Kaina. The minig of the Vilna Goyin is that if a few people eat together and there's a Mezumin, so one person benches and everybody else is Yaitza, the benching with the person that's being Mevarach. What do you mean? I have to bench. No, I hear the person bench. And as long as I hear him bench, the halacha is Shemei Kaina. If someone has a Sofik bracha, so what do you do? You ask someone, can you please be Moitzi me with a bracha? What do you mean? How can it be Moitzi you with a bracha? You have to make the bracha. How does it help that he's making the bracha? The Teretz says it's this Gemara. It's Sukkot Aflam, it's Chesam, it's Beis. It's Melachim Beis, Perichav Beis, Pasuk Dezayin. The halacha is Mikan l'Shemei Kaina. Rashi, in our sugya, that Flamet Chesamet Beis says, that based on the Psaki of the Gemara, that Shemeh's Ka'ina, I'm going to tell you a very important Chiddush LaHalacha. Rashi doesn't do this very often. But Rashi treats us with a Halacha. And that is, if somebody is davening Shemayna Esrei, and while he's davening Shemayna Esrei, the Shliach Tzibur starts the Hoicha Shemayna Esrei, and he comes up to Kedusha. So says Rashi, if you're in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, you should be quiet, and you should listen to the Shliach Tzibur, say Kedusha. Or, if you're middle davening Shemayna Esrei and the Tzibur comes up to you, Hey Shmei Rabba Mavarach, L'olam L'olmei Omaya, you should be quiet, says Rashi, and you should have in mind to be Yoitza, Yehei Shmei Rabba, together with the Tzibur. And says Rashi, if you do that, you're Yoitza Kedusha, you're Yoitza Yehei Shmei Rabba. Why? It's our Gemara. Because Shemei is Kaina. I mean that Shemei is Kaina, as long as you listen to it, you'll be Yaitza. Shemei Kaina works for Hallel, it works for benching, it works for Megillah, it works for Kedusha, it works for Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba. So it's not crashing that if you're a middle Dami Shemei Nasre, and you can't say Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba, because you're middle Shemei Nasre. You can't say Kaddish, 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 Dalsam and Shemei Nasre. That's fine. There's a not plan B. Shemei or Kaina. Just be quiet, listen to what the Olam is saying. And by you doing that, having in mind to be Yotza, right there you have to do. You have to have a mind to be Yotza. And as long as you have a mind to be Yotza, you can fulfill your obligation with the halacha of Shemei HaKadosh. But Tosfos argues. Tosfos here in Sukkah daf lamed ches on the days, and Tosfos says it's a mesach des brachas daf chof aleph on the days, and Tosfos there brings up a shame, the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam. So these were the greatest of the greatest Pali Tosfos. They all said, Rashi, I disagree with you. Not only do I disagree with you, Adirab, being that the halacha shemeir ka'ayna, you can't stop in middle of Shemayna Esrei and listen to the Chazan saying Kedusha. You can't stop in middle of Shemayna Esrei and listen to Amen Yehishmei Rabba. Because if the halacha is Shemayna Ka'ayna, you now interrupted your Shemayna Esrei with Kedusha. You just interrupted your Shemayna Esrei with Amen Yehishmei Rabba. So says Tosfos, not only is it not recommended, usher. You can't do that. You cannot have. So what do you do? They're screaming, Yehishmei Rabbah, b'chol koicham. They're being koirik zardinam shal shivim shal. Yeah, you just don't have a mind to be yoytzeh. That's the point. So don't have a mind to be yoytzeh, Tosfos says. Because if you're going to have a mind to be yoytzeh, then it's going to be a hefsek in Yishmei Nasser. So we have a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos that goes literally from sea to shining sea. Rashi says, being that Talach Shemir Ka'ino, so you're holding a middle Shemir Nasser, and you hear the oilam is up to Kedusha, I mean, Yehishmei Rabbah, be quiet, listen. Have a mind to be yoytzeh. Why should you miss out on Kedusha? Like this, you can be yoytzeh. Your Kedusha with Shemei Kaina. Tais is just the opposite. If Shemei is Kaina, how could you do that? It's going to end up being a hefsek. So to the contrary, it's not something that you're allowed to do. Now the truth is that at first glance, Lefum Riata, it would appear that maybe the machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos is something that we've talked about so many times over the years. And that is, the Lashon of the Gemara is that Shemeya is Ke'oina. With the kafadim, we talk about this a lot. When Chazal say, Kolam alamedes ben chaveri teira, mal olav akosav ki ilu yoldoi. Literally, it's ki ilu yoldoi. Reb Shlomo Kluger, in Eben Ezer, in Siman Aleph Klaris, if someone is malamedes ben chaveri teira, if someone's megadol yosam v'yisoyme b'toich besai, where again Chazal say, mal olav akosav ki ilu yoldoi, he doesn't have to have a family, doesn't have to have children, because he was ready mekayim the mitzvah, or pur of ru, kol akoyes ki ilu oyved avodah zara. Literally, it's Yehoru Gaval Yavr. So you find this idea of Ki'ilu, the Chacham Tzvi cleared the Shaila already 500 years or so years ago. So this is an old, old Shaila that any time you find Ki'ilu, isn't Mamish the real thing? Or it's only Ki'ilu? Chazal said, Shemeya Ke'oina. So when I hear the Chazan saying Kedusha, or I hear the Oilam screaming, Amen Yehishmei Rabbah, isn't literally as if I said it? Or it's not literally as if I said it. There's a chiddush that I could be yoitza. Aber mamish? No, it's ke'oina. It's ke'ilu oina. If it's mamish oina, so then it's a hefsek. You can't do it. If it's only a ke'ilu fino, it's not the real thing, so then maybe it won't be a problem. But the truth is that if you ma'ayin and achroinen, the Noi de Behuda in his Slach and Masechtes Brachas, Daf Chafal from the base, and Rabbi Yosef Engel in his Gulyoine Yashas, also, Masechtes Brachas Daf Chafal from the base, that both Masber, the Machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos, more acutely as it relates to the Sugi of Shemei Ka'ayna. It's not a general Shaila every time you find the Kof Adimin, right? We spoke at the flow last week of Harbe Yosu Ke Rab Shimon Bar Yechai, Velo Yosu Biyadim. It's not a Kof Adimin Shaila. This is not necessarily a global Shaila that affects every single sugi and Shas. But rather, it could be the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos was much more local. It was much more specific to how exactly do you understand the concept and the halacha of Shemeya Koin. So again, we have a Chiddush HaTorah that's called Shemeya Koin. Yesh Lachka. Very, very basic Chakir. What does Shemeya Koin mean? Now, just to be makdim, we have to appreciate, it's a very big chiddush, Shemei Ka'ayna. You have to say halal. How does it help if I hear halal? So there's some chiddush going on over here. Even though I didn't say a word, or I was hear someone else say. Somehow, on some level, that's going to work. We're questioning the lumbus. How exactly does it work? What's the gather? Why does it work? Is the pshat that when I hear someone else say something, if I listen, it's as if I myself said it. There's a chiddush that shmiya is ke'aniya. I hear you say something, even though I didn't say a word, but me listening and hearing you say what you said is a new way of talking. So usually, if you want to talk, there's a mahalach of how you talk. You want to scream? There's a mahalach of how you scream. There's a concept of talking by listening. And that's Shemeya Ke'oina, that's the Chiddush. That through my Shmiya, somehow, that constitutes an Aniyah. It's not that Shmiya bribes Aniya, as if in the physical sense, when I hear, it's as if I talked. I didn't talk. However, Shmiya in Halacha gets me whatever Aniya will get me. So if the Torah says you have to recite Hal, there's actually another way to do it. You could also hear Hal. Not that hearing is talking, it's not some shaykhis. Hearing is not talking. Talking is talking and hearing is hearing. But Shmiya in Halacha is treated like Aniya. Just to crystallize this a little bit better. Is Shemeya Ka'ina more of a Metzius or Shemeya Ka'ina is more of a Din? Shemeya Ka'ina is that when I listen, it's as if I talked. Or Shemeya Ka'ina is not that when I listen, it's as if I talked, I didn't talk. But that in Halacha, Shmiya can accomplish whatever talking is usually required for to accomplish. So is this Shmiya a Maisa Aniya, albeit a super unconventional Maisa Aniya? Or Shmiya is Nishkai Maisa Aniya? Shmiya is Shmiya and Aniya is Aniya. Nora, there are two highways, so to speak, that you can take to arrive at the same destination. I can come this way through Aniya, I can come this way through Shmiya. Aniya and Shmiya are not related. So what does it mean, Shmiya Ka'ina? It just means in Halacha, Shmiya does whatever Aina does. So whatever Aniya can get, you have to say Hal. Oh, what does that mean? Either say Hal or hear Hal. Because Shemeya works the same way Aniya works. Or no, maybe Shmiya blibes. There's one way to say Halal, through Aniya. The Chiddush of Shemeya Ka'ina is that Shmiya blibes in Aniya. Said the Noi de Yehuda and the Tzlach, and said Rabbi Yosef Engel and Yoni Ashas, Yishloim, that's the machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos. See, Tosfos held that Shemeya Ka'ina is the Taich, that the Shmiya blibes in Aniya. That when you're Shemeya, you're actually talking. If you're talking, then how could you stop in middle Shmei Nasrei and listen to the Olam screen, Amen Yehei Shmei Rabbah? You just said Amen Yehei Shmei Rabbah. Now, you said it in an unconventional way. But at the end of the day, Melachim Beis, Perichah Beis, Pasuk Nezvah, Asoi Shtei, Shemei Ha'ina, Brachas, I mean, Sukkah Lamed Ches, it is what it is. You would just mafsik Yishmei Nasrei. Rashi held that Shemei Ha'ina doesn't mean that the Shmiya is an Aniya. It just means halachically, Shmiya accomplishes whatever Aniya does. But even though halachically it accomplishes what Aniya does, it does it in a very different way. When it's an Aniya, then you talked. When it's Shmiya, all I did was listen. Talking is a hefzik. Listening is not a hefzik. If Shemeya Ka'ina means that the Shmiya blibes Amira, you were just mafsik Yishmei Nasrei. If Shemeya Ka'ina doesn't mean that the Shmiya blibes an Aniya, it doesn't constitute an Amira. It just accomplishes whatever an Amira accomplishes. But at the end of the day, it's not an Amira. It's not an Amira. So why should it be a hefzik? Zok Tanoi Rabbi Yehuda, that with this hezber, I'm going to tell you another very important nafgamina between Rashi and Tosfos. And this is shocking. Everyone knows that if you have a suffik bracha, you're not sure if you have to make a bracha, you don't have to make a bracha. Right, classic example is Sfira Sa'im. If somebody forgot to count Sfira one night during the Yom, so now it's a suffik if you're allowed to count with a bracha. So what do? If you're not embarrassed, you ask your friend, please be mitzi me with a bracha. He makes the bracha, he's going to be mitzi. So tonight be Huda. I was oimid that it's not so poshit that you're allowed to do that. He says, why? Because if you're going to have a mind to be yotzei the bracha, which you have to, because otherwise you're just wasting your time, and the person's going to have a mind to be yotzei you, which ostensibly he has to as well, so then it's going to come out that on the tzad that you're not obligated to make a bracha, you just made a bracha anyways, which Shemeya Ka'ina. So zok tanoi de Yehuda, it's a bishloima. If the way Shemeya Ka'ina works is like Rashi, that all it is shmiya. And Shemeya Ka'ina never constitutes Amira. So at the end of the day, I can't believe that hearing the Shem Hashem would be a bracha levatala. It says in the Torah, Leisisa Shem Hashem alakachal hashav, you can't say it. Doesn't say you can't hear it. Even though there's something called Shemeya Ka'ina, but at the end of the day, if all Shemeya Ka'ina is a Shmiya Ba'alma, and that's why Rashi says you can hear it in middle Shemayin Asri, it won't be a Hefzik in Shemayin Asri. So he says, I don't think it would be considered an Aniya in the sense that you'd be over the halacha of Leisisa Shem Hashem alakachal hashav. But if you take Shemeya Ka'ina to an extreme, like Tosfos said, and Tosfos said Shemeya Ka'ina just means that Shmi is another way of saying the Shem Hashem, and if you'd be Shemeya Ka'ina in middle Shemayin Asri, it'd be a Hefzik in your Shemayin Asri, I think this whole Eitzah of going and having someone else be Meitzah with a bracha doesn't help. Because what's the whole point? On the tzad, that you're not Mechuyev to make it, so big deal. All I did was hear a bracha. Did you learn Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches?
Did you learn Melachim Beis, Perich Beis, Pasuk Tezai? There's something called Shemei Kaina. So why is that so posh? So Zok, it's Mamish Tamach, like it's Rashi Taisis. Rashi doesn't seem to take Shemei Kaina as seriously in the sense that it's Mamish as if you said it. So if it's not Mamish as if you said it, it's not a Hefzik Shemei Nasri. So Mel, you're not going to be over. Like, Sisa Shemei Hashem Al-Kakal Hashem. But according to Taisis, that it's Mamish as if you said it, it constitutes a Hefzik Shemei Nasri. So this whole Eitzah, this whole idea of having somebody else be Maitziyu, said the Noi de Yehuda is not going to be so pasha. But again, we have a classic chakira in terms of how you understand Shemei Ka'ayin. Again, we're grilling and into the nuance of the wonders. But the point is Shemei Ka'ayin a metzias or is it more a din? Is Shemei Ka'ayin the chiddush that Shmia blibes on this at the end of the day? Ichab gizokt halo. What do you mean? You only heard halo. Shemei Kaina, hearing it is like saying it. Oh, no, you didn't say halo, you heard halo. But just like you could be yaitza halo by saying halo, you could also be yaitza halo by hearing halo. Lamai nafkimina, would it be a hefzik in middle of Shmei Nesrei? Lamai nafkimina, if you have a safik bracha, says the Noi, could you tap the guy in the shoulder and ask him to be maitzi you? If it's aniyah, I'm not so sure, because then maybe Maman of Shach, you're going to have a problem. If it's not aniyah, it is a shmir, then l'chur, it's something that you'd be able to do. But the truth is, there's a third side in the lumdus of Shemei Kaina. But this requires a tiny, really, really small introduction. And that is, it's Yadua that the Beis HaLevi, and this is in the Beis HaLevi Al HaTorah, it's in the end of his piece in Zan Chanukah. He quotes a Chacham Echad who wanted to say a Chiddush. He said, it's Yontif, and in Chutz Laretz, we duchen, or Eretz Yisrael, every day. So all the Kayanim, they go up, and they duchen. Yivarechach Hashem v'yishmerecha. So the Beis HaLevi said, that he heard that a Chacham Echad wanted to be Mechadish, that if you're a Kohen, and you're in a Tzibur, and for whatever reason you don't want to go up to Duchen, it's fine. You could ask one of the Kohanim to please be Moitzi you with Duchening. You'll listen carefully, Shemei Ka'ayna, and through Shemei Ka'ayna, you're going to be able to be Yoitza, your mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim. Beis HaLevi said he heard a Chacham Echad said such a Chiddush, but says to Beis HaLevi, Omnon, Ikar Adover Loi Nehira Klal. He said, but I think it's a very, very big mistake. And Kedarke Bakoidesh, he said a beautiful lamdus. He said, the Gemara says in Masech the Soita, Daf Lamed Chesam and Aleph, it says in the Torah, Koyse Varchu as Bnei Yisrael, Amar Lahem. Zach the Gemara, Koyse Varchu, Bekoil Ram. That when the Kohanim bench, when they duchen, they have to say, Yivarechach Hashem, Yishmerecha, Bekoil Ram. Oy Enoy Ela Bilachash, Talmud Loimar, Amar Lahem, Ka'odam Shoem Lechaver. That it has to be done, Bekoil Ram, you're not let it duchen Bilachash. So the Beis HaLevi said, beautiful. He said, it's true, there's a halacha of Shemei Kaina. That means that if you're listening to someone else say Yivarechach Hashem v'yishmerecha, in theory, it's as if you said Yivarechach Hashem v'yishmerecha. If you hear someone say Kedusha, Amin Yehishmei Rabba, Hallel, Megillah, whatever it is, you listen to something called Shemei Kaina. And said the Beis HaLevi, it doesn't matter what the lumdus of Shemei Kaina is. It doesn't matter if the lumdus is that you're yoytza with the Shmiya, or if the Shmiya is like an Aniyah. But at the end of the day, said the Beis HaLevi, if you're yoytza with Shemei Kaina, are you making noise? No, you're sitting there quietly. So the Beis HaLevi said, Shemeya is Ka'ayna. That's true. Ob in Birchas Kayanim, there's another Tanai. And that is, it has to be B'Kol Ram. And at the end of the day, you can't have Kol Ram with Shemeya Ka'ayna. He said, the most Shemeya Ka'ayna can get you is as if you said it, but no one heard it. As if you said it, Balachash. Shemeya is Ka'ayna. But that Shemeya should be Ka'ayna B'Kol Ram, that the Beis HaLevi says, Shizda Zachidish. At the end of the day, he didn't say a word. Look at the guy. He's not moving. So because he's not moving, his lips aren't moving. So he didn't say anything. So the Beis HaLevi said, Shemei Kaina, where all you need is an Amira, yeah, then you can have the din of Shemei Kaina. But if you need to make noise, how is Shemei Kaina going to give you noise? And it doesn't matter if you're Rashi, Tois, Vislach, Gilyoyne Hashas. At the end of the day, you're not talking. So if you're not talking, so how are you going to have the Shemei Kaina? So the Beis HaLevi said, again, a beautiful lumdus, that when it comes to Birchas Kainim, I'm going to dingzach with that Chacham Echad. I don't agree with the Chacham Echad. The truth is that Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in the Svarim, and this is in a few places, it's in Har Tzvi, it's in the Mekrei Kodesh, he brings a beautiful vart from the Ruggach of a Goyen. We know the minig is that when we read the Megillah, so when it comes to the Aseres B'nei Haman, so everybody says the Aseres B'nei Haman, right? Everybody says it. So why does everybody say the Aseres B'nei Haman? Why? So the Ruggach of a Goyen said, because it's a halacha
by the Aseres B'nai Yaman, that you have to say it B'nashima Achas. So he says, why are you able to be quiet during Mikra Megillah and be Yaitza with the Chazan? Because of Shemeir Kaina. So he said, Shemeir Kaina can give you a Din Amira. You just heard the Megillah. Oh, B'nashima Achas? How can you be Yaitza B'nashima Achas with Shemeir Kaina? You're sitting there, you're breathing fine. So you're inhaling, you're exhaling. You don't have a problem. So he said, Shemeir Kaina can give you an Amira. Yeah, Mikra Megillah that you have with Shemeir Kaina. Oh, but the Neshima Achas? How are you going to get the Neshima Achas? Mamash the Beis Halevi's love this. It's true, you can get the Shemeir Kaina. Oh, but Kol Rav, you didn't make any noise. You're right, you said it. Oh, but you whispered, no one heard it. So if nobody heard it, it's not Imer Adam Al-Khaveri. The end of the day was Balachash. It wasn't Kol Rav. How can you be Yaitzim? If you hear that Aseres B'nei Haman, you said Aseres B'nei Haman. Oh, but the Neshima Achas? Where did you get the Neshima Achas from? So said the Beis Halevi, a chiddush, that when it comes to duchening, when it comes to Birchas Kainim, over there you're not going to have this. Now the Beis Halevi didn't say where he saw this chiddush. He said that Chacham Echad wanted to say this chiddush, but he didn't say who it was. I'm not sure, but I think the Chacham Echad was the Netziv. The Netziv, who was Korosh Yeshiva and Velazhin, but the Netziv in his Sefer Meroime Soda. So he says on the Mishnah, in Mesechtes Megillah, Daf Chof Dalad Amar Aleph, the Mishnah over there says that whoever got mafter, right, whoever was the one that got mafter, says the Mishnah, who Pyrus al Hashemah? He had the schos, he led the services, he was the one that was Pyrus al Hashemah. For Evel of Ne'ateva, he davens for the Yamin, for Noises Kapa. And he's the one that duchens. Right, the Netziv, he's the one that duchens. He says, I don't understand my mother. First of all, he's a Kayan, he duchens. If he's not a Kayan, he doesn't duchen. And besides, everyone duchens. So what does it mean, the who knows this kapa? Right, whoever gets mafter, davens musaf, right? That's how it works today. You get mafter, musaf, right? It comes together. But what does it mean that whoever gets mafter, duchens? Everyone duchens. If you're kind, you have to duchen. So Netziv said, I think in this mission, it's an unbelievable chiddush, that not everybody used to duchen. What do you mean? Everyone has to duchen. No, one person used to duchen, and everybody else used to be yaitza with Shemeir Kaina. And says the Netziv, you see from here, that the Shemei Kaina, when it comes to Duchen. And then he says, take a look at what I wrote in my Pirush on the Shiltis, and there's a Tshuva in the Meish of Davos. This is really an Arichas, it's a whole different raid bite. But the point is, L'chura, the Chacham Echad was the Netziv. But the bottom line is, we have a Netziv, right? So we have a Netziv. What's the Netziv going to do with the Beis Halevi's Kasha? Beis Halevi asked the Gishmak and Kasha. How could you have Shemei Kaina when it comes to Duchening? How could you have when it comes to Berchas Kayanim? L'chaira, very nice as if you said it, but no one heard. If there's a Tanaya B'kol Ram, what happened to B'kol Ram? So there's one more tzad, and there's one more alumnus. The Chazon Ish, in his Sefer, and this is in Eir Chaim Simen Chof Tes, he says it, Barichos, he fleshes it out. The Chazon Ish says that it's Mavur from this Shita, quotes the Beis Halevi, but it's Mavur from this other Shita, this Chacham Echad, maybe then it's it, that there's a third sign in Shemei Kaina, and that is that when you hear someone say something, you're Yoitza, but you're Yoitza with the Dibur of that other person. It's not just my Shmiya is my Anir. And now we can clear it, Stodim, is the Shmiya mamish as if I talked? Or is the Shmiya itself a way of somehow fulfilling mitzvahs that ordinarily would require Anir? If I hear you talk, I become a Shutif in your Dibur, says the Chazon Ish. I now become partners with what you said. So if you said it, me hearing what you said is the equivalent thereof to me actually saying it. And therefore, as long as the person duchening, the person getting up and saying Birchas Kayanim, as long as he says it B'kol Ram, and I hear it, I become a shutif in his Kol Ram. As long as the Chazan would say the Aseres B'nei Haman with B'neshima Achas, I would be Yoitz at Aseres B'nei Haman with B'neshima Achas as well. Because Shemei Kain is not the pshat. You did yours, I did mine. No, we're shutfim. We're partners somehow. The Chazon Ish explains it, you know, kedarkai, what that means, the shutfis between the medaber and the shemeya. But what came to mind is the old adage, if a tree falls in a forest and no one's there to hear it, doesn't make any noise, right? On some level, we can appreciate, I mean that bederech tzachis, but on some level, we can appreciate that when you hear something, deeper is, you say something and there's a recipient, somebody hears it. So on some level, the shemeya is a shutif together with the medaber. Tzizamin, we're making this happen. And I'm the one that heard it, that on some level makes what you said a little bit more solid, a little bit more concrete. But that's what the Chazon Ish said. He says that a shemeya is always the shutif of the medaber. And that's why shemeya koina works. And the gedder of shemeya koina is not that you're doing your thing and I'm doing my thing. It's tzizamin. There's a certain achtos. There's a certain ichud that you have when there's a shemeya koina. But the point in Lumdis is that the way shemeya koina works is that the shemeya
is a shutif in what the Oina said. So as long as the Oina got it right, as long as he did it the right way, we can fulfill it as well. And the Chazon Ish goes on and he says it has to be this way. He said, because otherwise the halacha would be that when you go on Purim and you listen to Mikra Megillah, you should have to sit in front of a Megillah. Why don't you have to sit in front of a Megillah? So the Baal Kaira is getting ease, reading from a Megillah. You're listening. So Bishloim said the Chazon Ish, if my Shmia is now a shutfis with your Aniyah, so as long as you're looking in a Megillah, maybe that's going to work. But if you're doing your thing and I'm doing my thing, and we're not related, so to speak, in terms of how we're fulfilling the mitzvah, I'm looking in a Chumash, or I'm not looking in, I'm not looking in anything. That's a problem. I shouldn't have to be looking into, he says, when someone's mitzvah you with Kiddush. So Kiddush has to be ala kais. So the Baal Bais is holding a kais. You, mitzvahman, I'm mufchit to take a little sip. But you're usually not standing with a kais. Why does that work? L'chura, I shouldn't have to be on a kais too. So the Chazon Ish, the Teretz is, because the way Shemaya kind of works is not that my Shmiya is its own aniyah. My Shmiya somehow partners with your aniyah, and together, your aniyah, my Shmiya, together we make the world better. That's what's going on over here. But the point is, it's not that Shmiya L'chud. It's not working independently. It actually works. It works together with Aniyah. So we have three tzadim in how Shemaya Ka'ina works. Is Shemaya Ka'ina that the Shmiya is its own independent? You said it, I heard it, you were Yoytze by saying it, I was Yoytze by hearing it. Okay, within that tzad, what does that mean? Is the Vard that hearing is like saying? It's like another way to talk? Or no, it's not another way to talk. It's just another way to fulfill a mitzvah where the mitzvah requires me to talk. Inami, the way Shemaya Ka'ina works is that when I hear you say what you said, I somehow become a shutif in what you said, so that I have a chelik in what you said, and I have a chelik in everything that you're doing. I can be yoytze with your kol ram, I can be yoytze with your neshima achas, I can be yoytze with your mikra megillah that has to be looking inside, I can be yoytze with your kosher bracha, meaning a basic chakira, three tzadim of how this works. But just to end with one final punchline, and that is very much minyan of the yom. There's a tshuva in Igros Moshe, and this is in Erechaim Chelak Aleph, in Simon Kufay and Gimel. The tshuva was written in Tav Shin Zayin. So it was written Chav Zayin Elul, Tav Shin Zayin, 1947. And the shayel was Reb David Feinstein Shlita. So Reb David, Reb Lenny just told me, in Cheshbin was 17 years old at the time. So Reb David asked Reb Moshe the following question. And that is, he said that there are places where the minig is that they blow shofar in middle of Shmoneh Esrei. So Reb David asks, Reb Moshe, he says, if someone's davening a long Shmoneh Esrei, it's Rosh Hashanah after all, so you're davening a long Shmoneh Esrei, and the chazan gets up to the tkiyas. So he asks Reb Moshe, is it so pashut? Like, you have to hear your tkiyas, and if you're going to stop in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei to listen to the tkiyas, so l'chur, it's going to be a hefsek in the middle of your Shmoneh Esrei. So Reb Moshe, so Reb David asks Reb Moshe, what should you do? So Reb Moshe told Reb David, half of a fella. He said, it's pashut, it's not a problem. He says, how do I know? He says, because it's Machoikis Rashi and Toysus and Masach the Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches on the base. And it's also in Brachis Daf Chafal on the base. If someone's in middle Shmoneh Esrei and the Chazan comes up to Kedusha and he comes up to Amin Yehesh Mei Rabba. So Rashi says, stop and listen. Why? Shemei Kaina. Toysus says, stop and don't listen. Run for your life. Why? Because Shemei Kaina. Where Rashi says, Shemei Kaina, you could be Yitzah. Toysus, Shemei Kaina, it's going to be a Hefzik. But said Ram Moshe, what's the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos? The whole machlokes is because Shemaya Kaina. And there was a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in the lundis and the lundis of how Shemaya Kaina works, the way we explained. Oh, but that's klar. That Shmi itself is nishkain hefsik. That's klar, said Ram Moshe. Because if Shmi alone would be a hefsik, even Rashi would have a problem. The only reason Rashi didn't have a problem is because Rashi held that all it is a Shmiya. I Shemaya Kaina, the night of Yehuda, the Guliyani Ashas, the Beis Alevi, all the different lamdas. But Shmiya, if in and of itself was a problem, then this whole conversation would be dead on arrival. What would be the Havamina? So Reb Moshe said that from the Rishonim on Daf Lamed Ches and Sukkah, it's Mavur, that if all you need is Shmiya, Shmiya is not a hefsek. Shemaya Kaina, that's a conversation. Oh, but Shmiya is clearly not a hefsek. Because if Shemir in and of itself was a hefsek, then it's poshut you wouldn't be able to be Shemir in the middle of Shemayin Esrei. So Ramosha said, what's the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar? The Rambam says, B'lashoyne Azov, at the very beginning of Hilcha Shofar, mitzvah saseh shal Torah, l'shmoya truah sashofar b'Rosh Hashanah, shenem ayoyim teruah yilachem. When the Baal Tekeah gets up and he blows Shofar, you're not being yoytzu with Shemir Ka'ayna. This has nothing to do with today's raid. All you need is Shemir. The Shemir alone is the mitzvah. It's not Shemir Ke'oina, it's Shmiyah, it's a mitzvah Shmiyah. That is what the heftz of the mitzvah is. That's the bracha, Lishmaya Kol Shofar, not Litkaya, it's Lishmaya Kol Shofar, because the bracha represents what the essence of the mitzvah is, and the mitzvah is Shmiyah. So Ramosha said, there, all you need is Shmiyah. Shmiyah is not a heftzik. How do I know that? Because you see it from Rashi Shita. Because Rashi, who held that Shemir Ka'in is not a svara for it to be a hefsek, had no problem. What do you mean? Typically, the Shmi is a hefsek. Oh, the Teretz of Shmi alone is not a hefsek. So he said, if Shmi is not a hefsek, so it's posh, it would be no problem to listen to tkiyas, even if you're in the middle of Shemayin Esrei. You're in the middle of the brachas, shouldn't it be a hefsek? So Moshe said, no.